Snow White and the Seven Dwarfs. In the middle of winter, the snow was falling like feathers from the sky. A queen was sitting at a window. She thought to herself, "How I wish I could have a child as white as snow." Soon after that, she had a little daughter. Her skin was as white as snow, so she was called Little Snow White. And when the child was born, the queen died. After a year, the king took another wife. She was a beautiful woman, but she could not bear that anyone else should be more beautiful than her. She had a looking glass. When she stood in front of it and asked, "Looking glass, who is the fairest of them all?" the looking glass would answer, "You, my queen." But Snow White was growing up and became more and more beautiful. When she was 7 years old, she was more beautiful than the queen. Once, when the queen asked her looking glass who was the fairest, it answered, "Snow White." She asked a hunter to kill the child. The hunter obeyed, but when he was to kill her, Snow White began to weep and said, "Dear hunter, leave my life. I will run away into the forest and never come home." As she was so beautiful, the hunter had pity on her and said, "Run away, poor child." She ran as far as she could until it was almost evening. Then she saw a little cottage and went into it. Everything in the cottage was small. There was a table, 7 little plates, and a little spoon on each plate. There were 7 little knives and forks and 7 little mugs. Against the wall stood 7 little beds. Little Snow White was very hungry and thirsty. She ate some vegetables and bread from each plate and drank a drop of wine from each mug. As she was so tired, she lay down on one little bed, said a prayer, and went to sleep. When it was dark, the owners of the cottage came back. They were 7 dwarfs. They lit their 7 candles and saw Little Snow White sleeping in the bed. "Oh, heavens!" cried they. "What a lovely child!" And they were so glad that they did not wake her up. When Little Snow White awoke in the morning, she was frightened to see the 7 dwarfs, but they were friendly. Then she told them her story. The dwarfs said, "If you will take care of our house, you can stay here." "Yes," said Snow White, and she stayed with them. In the mornings, the 7 dwarfs went into the mountain to work. In the evenings, they came back, and their supper was ready. The queen went to her looking glass again and asked, "Looking glass, who is the fairest of them all?" The glass answered, "Snow White." She was quite surprised, for she knew that the looking glass never spoke falsely. And so she thought and thought again how she might kill her. The queen dressed like an old woman. She knocked at the door and said, "Pretty things to sell." Snow White looked out of the window and asked, "What do you sell?"
"Laces of all colors."
She opened the door and bought some pretty laces. The old woman said,
"I will lace it for you."
But she laced it quite tightly. Then Snow White fell down as if dead.
"I am the most beautiful," said the queen, and ran away.
In the evening, the 7 dwarfs came home. They were shocked when they saw Snow White lying on the ground. They cut the laces and saved her life. They knew the stepmother had come, So they warned Snow White not to open the door to strangers. The Queen went in front of the glass. She asked again, "Looking Glass, who is the fairest of them all?" But it still answered, "Snow White." She went to the Seven Dwarfs' house with a poisonous comb. She knocked at the door and said, "Good things to sell." Snow White looked out, but she did not open the door. "You can look," said the old woman, and took the comb out. The girl loved the comb, so she let her in. The old woman said, "I will comb for you." As soon as she put the comb in her hair, Snow White fell down, senseless. "I am the most beautiful," said the Queen, and ran away. Fortunately, the seven dwarfs came home early in the evening. When they saw Snow White lying on the ground, they at once knew her stepmother had come again. After they took the poisonous comb out, Snow White came to herself. The Queen asked the glass again, "Looking Glass, who is the fairest of them all?" When she heard the answer was Snow White, she trembled with rage. She made a poisonous apple and knocked at the door. Snow White looked out and said, "I can't let anyone in." The woman answered, "I will give you one." "No," said Snow White. The old woman said, "I will cut the apple in two. You eat the red part, and I will eat the white." But when Snow White took a bite, she fell down dead. The Queen said, "The dwarves can't wake you up again." When the dwarves came home, they found Snow White lying on the ground. She breathed no longer and was dead. They sat around her and wept for 3 days. The Queen asked the Looking Glass at home, "Looking Glass, who is the fairest of all in this land?" It answered at last, "Queen, in this land, you are the fairest of all." Then she felt quite satisfied. The dwarfs put Snow White into a glass coffin. One day, a prince came into the forest. He saw the coffin and Snow White and was astonished at her beauty. Then he said to the dwarves, "Let me have the coffin. I can't live without Snow White." As he spoke in this way, the good dwarves gave him the coffin. The servants of the prince carried the coffin away. They stumbled over a stone, and the poisonous piece of apple came out of Snow White's throat. She opened her eyes. "Oh, heavens, where am I?" she cried. The prince said, "You are with me." He told her what had happened and said, "I love you. You shall be my wife." Their wedding was celebrated soon. Snow White's stepmother was also invited. When she had dressed herself with beautiful clothes, she went before the Looking Glass and asked, "Looking Glass, who is the fairest of them all?" The glass answered, "Queen, you are the fairest, but the young queen is fairer." The wicked woman could not believe her ears. When she went to the wedding, she recognized Snow White. She stood still with rage and fear. After the wedding, she was driven out of the palace and could never return.